I have a problem. It's way too nice outside to want to get back in the subway, to go home, to do whatever is on my to-do list that doesn't involve being outside. I dare say it's a perfect day. Welcome to Focused as Fuck, May 31st, 2017. I'm gonna go for a 10-minute meditation and then make my way back to Brooklyn. Spoiler alert, it was lovely. Today on the show, someone who wanted to speak up about their experience with mental health and ADHD. Get ready to hear from Charlotte Dow. She's a writer and an agency assistant and in an awesome barbershop quartet. Longtime friend of the show, Julia Schifini of the Spirits podcast, recommended that I reach out to her when Charlotte posted that she wanted to talk more about her experience with ADHD. As it turns out, we had met at Amanda and Julia's party several months ago? Wow, time flies. Fast forward a week later, and we got to jump on the phone.
Hey, you there?
Hey.
Awesome. We're good.
Cool.
And my first question was, why now? Why are you interested in talking about your mental health publicly and sharing about something that clearly has been private that you'd like to change?
I've just kind of been inspired by a lot of the people who are just very open about their mental health struggles, their disabilities, everything that they're struggling with online. And I kind of want to be that person. And I've been hesitant to do that because I work a regular job in administration, which is like a disorder where you have trouble with focus, and an administrative job don't really like, they shouldn't necessarily line up. But yeah, I was afraid that somebody was going to find that online and be like, oh, she's not qualified for this. What did we do? What did we do wrong?
I can relate as much to that fear of stigma as I can to her inspiration to act in the face of it.
I just wanted to see more representation of neurodiverse folks.
Hell yeah. I am so here for that.
Yeah, and I've also been watching a lot of YouTube channel how to ADHD. She's great. It's kind of a mix of like personal anecdotes and tips and tricks kind of things. I mean, I was like, well, she can be open about it. This is a thing that like I've had for years. I feel like I should be a part of this conversation as well. What I've seen of the conversation is just, especially when it comes to ADHD, is very focused on education, because you know, they're like, oh, it's a learning disability, so it's really only affecting you when you're in school. No, it affects you your entire life. Like, this doesn't go away. And it's all kind of a downer. So I don't know, I want to, like, inject a little bit of, like, reality and humor if I can. The important thing for me is to show people that I'm not, like, defective. Just be like, hey, I'm a normal person. My brain just functions a little bit differently.
Of course, I had to ask if she had any particularly funny stories to share about her experience with living with ADHD.
Like, showing up at a theater on the wrong day. I think I'm, like, at a point in my life where I can laugh about that. And, you know, when I was in school and something, or, like, when I was younger and stuff like that would happen, it would just trigger, like, a complete meltdown because I would just feel so bad about myself. Or, like, it could be something as small as, like, I left my keys somewhere, or I forgot to go to this appointment, or, you know. And there's still a little bit of that there, but, you know, it's kind of about being gentle with yourself. Like, doing the best that you can, but recognizing that it's not always gonna, like, sometimes things get crossed, the wires get crossed, and
right.
You need to, you learn for the next time. And I think it also took finding the things that I'm good at and recognizing that. Being like, I'm not 4 years ahead of everybody in math, but I am a good writer and, you know, I perform and I'm a good friend.
It was awesome talking to Charlotte, and I hope that you got something out of it. And if you did and would like to say hi, You can.
Yes, follow me on Twitter. I'm at Charlotte8Pie. It's my name, CharlotteE, 8, like the word, A-T-E, and then pie, P-I-E. And then I have a blog called A Suitcase Full of Pens, because I travel and I write. That's also linked on my Twitter, so just go to my Twitter. It's all there.
This has been Focused as Fuck, brought to you by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Music in this episode is by Blue Dot Sessions from freemusicarchive.org. And I'm your host, Zach Valenti. If you love this show, please take a moment to leave a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to make sure you get every episode. And if you think it'd be fun to hang out live, well, guess what? Now you can. Every Sunday, I stream Self-Care Sundays on YouTube. It's an awesome time. Sometimes it's interviews, other times it's making stuff on the computer together. You can even watch my cat in live stream on the infamous Tiffy Cam and be part of the incredible live chat and the community that shows up for that. Check it out at zach.live. It'll take you to the playlist where you can look at the last month's worth of streams and subscribe. When you do, hit that little red button. There should be a bell that pops up next to it. Hit that to set up notifications. Join the notification squad to be the first to know whenever I put something up on YouTube. Much like last week, this coming week I will be traveling on Sunday, so it won't start until late. Normally it happens in the afternoons, like 2-3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think this coming week you expect that I won't go live until after 6 p.m. Might not start until as late as 10 p.m. So especially you UK folks, get some sleep. It'll be here later in that week and for the rest of the month. So definitely take care of yourselves, because that would be antithetical to Self-Care Sunday. But I do hope to see you there if you're in an appropriate time zone. Thank you for listening. And as always, until tomorrow.